Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise the Lord. It seems we're here often. The hours move quickly. Here and the dining room. And there's a lot of feasting in both places, which is good. But it is, what a blessing to come together and worship and seek the Lord and love Him and receive His blessings. This task for me, ministering at camp these weeks, is a fearful task for me. It's not an easy assignment. I'm thankful for it, and I am blessed by it. But one of the things that I always look forward to, a lot of it is anticipation of fear. But one of the things that I do love about coming to camp and being able to minister here is that there are hungry hearts. You don't always find that in churches, and you don't always find it all the time. And it seems some weeks everybody's ready to receive and there's a real anticipation, and other weeks you feel like nobody really wants to be there. You're pulling teeth and you're trying to force feed. But when we come here, there's just this sense of anticipation of what God wants to do, not just generally for camp, but individually. You've come with a desire and an expectation and faith. You come wanting to hear from God, come with a servant's heart, and that's a blessing to share, seeking the Lord together with one mind and one heart. It's probably no secret. I enjoy eating. And I enjoy going out to places to eat, especially new places. And when you find a good place, it's fun to go back and enjoy. There are people I like to eat with, and there are people I don't. I don't like going to restaurants with people who are picky, with people who don't like appetizers. With people who don't get excited when the meal comes and is presented to you. They're just there to kind of eat and get it over with and go home. I like going out to eat with people that they're there to eat. They're in no rush. We could spend 2 or 3 hours not eating the whole time necessarily, but just around a table and sharing together, and you order appetizers and they get excited, and you say, "You want one?" Yeah, I do, and I like this and this, and I like this and this, and we get them all, and then the dinners come, and oh, you've got to try this, oh, this is great, and you're kind of, and then they come with the dessert menu. Would anybody like dessert? Don't you hate when everybody looks at each other and say, "You want dessert? You want, no, I don't know. Do you want, no, we probably shouldn't. All right, never mind. No, I want 2 desserts. And they want desserts, and everybody wants desserts, and so you just start the next round, and we just are here to enjoy it, and we get excited about it, and we participate in the moment together. That's the kind of meal I like. And I feel like when we come here, there's that sense of we want more. Amen. We're not satisfied with just nibbling and picking, and we're in a hurry to move on to something else. But God has put within us a hunger and a thirst for Him. And I thank you, I appreciate that you've come with that, and we can gather in moments like this and feel like there's not an agenda, there's not a hurry to move on to somewhere else and something else, We can just enjoy the presence of God and feast and be filled with Him. And so let's come. If you're not at that place, I encourage you to join us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Enter into His presence and feast. Come and dine, the Master calleth. And so, Lord, we come tonight, and we know that You are here to give us more. You're here, Lord, to fill us. You're here to satisfy us tonight. And, Lord, we come with hungry hearts and thirsty souls. Lord, we will not be disappointed. We will not leave dissatisfied. And so, Lord, as we gather tonight again, would You put within us now, Lord, a strength that we might focus, that we might be alert, that we might be engaged, that our hearts might seek after You diligently, Lord, and passionately tonight. And so, Lord, assist us in our praise. Assist us in our praying. Assist us in our listening, O God, that we might receive the fullness that You have for us this night. And Lord, we'll thank You and praise You for Your goodness and faithfulness to us. So come, feed us, Lord. Feed us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, come. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Glory to Your name. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. Tonight we pray, Lord, fill us tonight. Jesus, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship You, we worship You. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What I know is that there are many needs that are represented here. And conversation around dinner tables and coming and going, and as You've shared Your hearts and lives with us, and we know that some of You've come with great, great needs, and I want to believe that God's going to bring victory tonight, tomorrow, throughout the week, that God is going to do a work maybe that you didn't even come expecting. We've been hearing a lot about that. We expect, but God does more than we expect. And I want to encourage all of us to just really stand in faith this week for one another, that God would bring victory to us, whether it's in body and physical needs and health. Maybe it's direction that you're seeking God for your future. Maybe it's a victory over areas of sin and you feel bound and you struggle with. There's so many things that we've come with, but God is a God who gives us victory and causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And so would you believe for yourself and would you believe for one another that God would work, and maybe it'll come in an unlikely moment. Maybe it won't come when we're praying specifically for your need. Maybe it'll come in the midst of a moment where everybody's going a different direction, but like that woman with the issue of blood said, here's my opportunity to reach out and touch Jesus. Even in the midst of a crowd, even when everybody's looking the other way. But you reach out and you find what you need in Christ. He is passing this way. And so let's have confidence and faith that God would bring us that victory. Let's sing hymn number 9 in your white hymnals, hymn number 9.
I may be free from I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
We have to produce faith in our own strength, but really that faith is increased when you get to know Jesus more. Amen. The more and more you observe him and see how he works in your life and around you, a product of getting to know him is to have more faith. Mm-hmm. And this songs we're singing tonight about victory, there's victory in Jesus.
Amen.
It's a blessed, blood-bought victory.
Yes.
It's not because of anything I did or can do. It's because of what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
This morning we talked about a song that he's put in our heart, and we sang a few songs in reference to that, and one was "In My Heart There Rings a Melody." Well, sometimes I don't have the whole melody. Sometimes I barely have a few measures of the melody. And you ever happen to that way with the song? You hear it maybe once or twice, and you're not quite sure how it goes. Brother Paul picked the song this morning. Was it "Beauty for Ashes"? I don't think most of us knew how that song went so well this morning. A little hard to decipher, but beautiful song. How do you get to know that song better so that you can sing it on your own? You got to sing it more than once. You sing it twice, three times, over and over again. And I think about that love of Jesus. We can sing about it over and over and over again. Get more familiar with his love. And as we get to know his love, faith is increased in our life because we know that the one who loves us is going to save us, is going to help us, is going to strengthen us, is going to work and operate and move in our life. And so I just want to encourage you tonight, as I'm encouraging myself, keep singing of the love of Jesus. Whatever it is that you know as of now, keep singing of that love over and over again, and get to know him more and more. And that melody will fill your heart. Even in times of difficulty, you'll find that there's a song, a melody that Jesus gives that this world can't give a song like that. Lots of music in the world, but it can't give a song quite like that.
Amen.
And once you have that song in your soul, you can sing it over and over again. In good times and bad times and all the times in between, there is really assurance, a confidence that comes out of that knowledge of knowing that you are loved. And I think that from that, we'll see a faith that really can move a mountain. So if there's mountains that need to be moved tonight, let's keep looking at Jesus. He's the mountain mover.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sing hymn number 10 in the white book. Number 10. Stand as we sing.
Like the mount of God.
praise the Lord. Amen. So we want to pray with those who've graduated. We're thankful. What we're hearing throughout is God was faithful. And times where I wrestled and struggled, whether it be with spiritual things and having to stand for my faith, whether it be academically, God was faithful. And we're proud that, not every story is, I've done great and I'm so smart and I remember everything I read and I get straight A's. Some of the stories are, it was really hard and I really had a struggle. But God has brought me through by His grace and His help, and He wins victories in lives. And so we are thankful and we are proud of you and your journey. And we want to pray with you. I'm going to ask all of you who have graduated, stand, please, so that we can direct our attention toward you. I've asked Brother Gary if he would lead in prayer tonight for these. And let's just maybe, if you want, extend a hand in faith to these, Lord, that you come now and you'd minister.
Jesus,
thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you
for this season
of life that you have brought these young people through.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, for your continued faithfulness.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your hand is over each and every one of their lives.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Although there are times where they may not have recognized it or seen it or understood it, God, you have been leading and you have been guiding them every step of the way. And we thank you for these testimonies here tonight, oh God,
yes,
of your faithfulness, of your love, of your mercies that we know are new every single morning, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for this season, and we know, God, as they're stepping into a new season, there's new mercy and direction, Lord. There's your hand that still wants to lead them and guide them. And God, our prayer for them tonight is that you would be glorified through their lives, in their lives, Jesus. That you would receive glory and honor that is due to your name, oh God. And that as we heard this morning, last night, there would be a surrendering, a consecration, Lord. Not just a consecration of my hands of what I should do, but Lord, there needs to be a consecration of the heart, or the hands will do what the hands want to do. And so, God, we ask that the hearts, oh God, of these young people might be consecrated completely to you, Lord, that this would be a season of complete surrender,
of allowing you to be God and them
to allow you to be Lord of all, of everything.
Yes,
so, God, right now we pray with them that you would take your rightful place on the throne of their hearts.
Yes,
oh, God, with the wheel of their lives, oh Jesus, we just ask, Lord, that you would be crowned Lord of everything concerning them. And that you who have been faithful will continue to be proven faithful time and time again, Lord.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
And we look forward
Lord
to hearing the testimonies of those who are going from high school to college and how you'll be with them in this season, Lord. Protect them, guide them, watch over them, Lord. Give them confidence in you, Lord. Help their lives to be established on a solid rock, oh God, that no one and nothing would be able to deter them from building their life on you, Jesus. For those who finish college, Lord, as they think about career and family, God, we just ask that you would continue to guide them, Lord, and give them assurance, Lord, to know that you who started a work, you're going to be faithful
Hallelujah.
To complete it.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray, Lord, for those future jobs. We pray for future fiancés and spouses. We pray for children.
Lord,
we just pray, Lord,
Jesus,
that your hand
God, you know,
would just
Jesus.
Continue to not only be on them, but go before
Lord.
Them, orchestrating your will being done in their lives,
thank
oh God.
God.
In your name we pray for the glory,
do
Lord.
It.
Amen.
Do it,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated.